And everyone, welcome back to the latest edition of Dev Radio. My name is Chris Koenig. I'm a developer evangelist with Microsoft based in Dallas. I'm very excited to have on the show today C-Sharp MVP and developer community aficionado, Sean Weisfeld. He's going to be joining us to talk about a Windows 8 store application that he built recently for a project he started a while ago called User Group TV. Hey, Sean, why don't you introduce yourself to everyone?
Hey, Chris. So my name is Sean Weisfeld. I've been an MVP for a number of years now, and about 2 years ago, a little under 2 years ago, I started this website called User Group TV, and it's been a fun adventure, and putting the website together and getting all the great content from all the great user groups out to the masses.
So you go through, I know you spend a lot of time at our local user groups visiting just about every one of them that exists, and you bring your camera rig and you record the speaker and their presentation, and then you take this content and you upload it to User Group TV, right?
Yeah, our mission is to collect the content from user groups. I mean, I've been attending user groups for many, many years. And I watch these user groups, and there's such great content. And unfortunately, only the people that could just physically make it to that venue that evening are able to watch that content. User Group TV allows us to capture that content, post it online so folks can watch it for free whenever they want. It allows us to also help publicize not only the groups, because many of the groups that we've been recording for a while, so they have a nice like history of all their meetings or all their past meetings. Additionally, for speakers, it helps give the speakers more visibility out into the community, insofar as they can tell people, hey, you didn't make it to my meeting, but hey, you can see the event. I mean, I was at a meeting night before last, where one of our local guys, Casey Watson, was talking about Azure, and 2 seconds before the meeting starts, he gets a tweet from somebody that's like, oh darn, I can't make it. They're like, don't worry, it'll be up on User Group TV in a couple of days.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really awesome. So you've got the website, and now you've got a Windows 8 store app. Why don't we have a look at it here, and you can talk us through, you know, some of the interesting challenges that you face trying to pull this application together. And share it with everybody.
Sure, no problem. So just to give you a little preview as to the app, as you can see, it's already available in the Windows 8 Store, which I think is kind of cool, it being a couple of weeks before the Windows 8 Store officially launches. You can go out there and download it on your copy of Windows 8. But of course, I already have it installed. So we launch it up. Of course, being a C-Sharp MVP, I decided to build the app in C-Sharp using C-Sharp and XAML. The app pulls data from the User Group TV website to pull down, and you can search by however you want to see the talk. So if we search by speaker, and you can see that I have a whole lot of speakers, so we'll pick on Chris since he's on the call. So I'm sure I recorded one of Chris's talks.
Chris, yeah, I seem to remember you being at a few of them.
Yeah, so there's a couple of Chris's talks. So I can pick on Chris, and then I can pick on one of his talks, and we can launch the talk. And of course, it'll start playing the video, and we can pause the video because you can go up to the website and watch it if you want to watch it. Some cool things is I really like the XAML animation in the background. I think that's kind of cool with the spotlights. Additionally, of course, we implemented the search charm. So if I pull up my charms and I go to search, I can actually search for Chris in the User Group TV app. And then I'll find all of Chris's stuff in the User Group TV app, or all the Chris's stuff, because there's, of course, more people, more than just Chris Koenig in the world, which is cool as well.
Yep, that's great.
Additionally, of course, we needed one of the things that I've been hearing a lot of folks talk about is the privacy policy. So you got to make sure you have yourself a privacy policy, and adding that link over there in your search term, so you can pull up the privacy policy from your website.
Oh, that's great. So you seem to have integrated quite a few of the, I guess, sort of the differentiating features of Windows 8 inside your application. Was that easy to do? Did you run into any challenges Tell me about that a little bit.
So the app started out its life as a Windows Phone app. Since Windows Phone had been out for a little while longer, we built that app first. Then I got invited to participate in one of those app accelerator labs, where it's like a two-day experience where, like, the first day some Microsoft folks will give you some background information about what apps are, what things you can do with the apps, and then on day two they let you go hog wild and start building the app. By the end of the day, I'd say 80-90% of the app was built. A lot of the cool features that we're using, of course, we pull down the data via the web service, and then we store it in isolated storage. That way, when you start up the app the next time, the data is there and it's cached, and you don't have to hit the network again. Additionally, and so features like that were pretty simple to implement. Once one found the right code snippets to pull in. But knowing C#, knowing XAML, building Silverlight apps and Windows Phone apps before, it's just old hat. There's a couple of new APIs, but the general gist of how you build an app and the architecture behind it is all the same.
So how much would you say of your Windows Phone application, at least the logic part, obviously the UI is pretty different, but how much do you think of the logic for your application you were able to pull over from Windows Phone?
I would say most of it. Then again, this app really isn't very logic heavy. Most of the logic is surrounding trying to find stuff in a collection, and Link makes that pretty easy.
That's awesome. Did you use any starter kits or templates to help you get going with this, or is this just all raw from scratch from the hands of Sean Weisfeld?
So the funny thing is when I was actually part of the accelerator lab, is they have a gentleman reviewing your apps to make sure it kind of fits within the marketplace themes. And he was very impressed with the fact that I was able to get all my tiles and everything all the right sizes. And I thought it was pretty humorous, since I just used the template that was built into Visual Studio, and I just stuck my data in the placeholders, and it's pretty close to what the template was.
That's funny. Oh, so look, this looks great. So right now, where in the country are you supporting, these videos? Are they just locally? I see Chris Love on there. He's not from the Dallas area. Where do you have videos that are showing up inside the app?
So our goal is to get content from whomever has the content. We have some technical challenges that we have to overcome to scale up to be able to take content from the general user group community. However, that's definitely on our radar. Right now, most of the content, 99% of the content, is stuff that I've recorded or I've had people helping me record with the two recording rigs that we have, that User Group TV has, owns.
So if I run a user group in Ohio somewhere and I want my user group videos to participate in this, they can just reach out to you through usergroup.tv?
Yeah, that's definitely something we're working towards, and hopefully we'll have that turned on here shortly. There's definitely logistical issues as far as these raw videos are 2-3 gigabytes per meeting, and trying to transfer that much stuff is kind of difficult at times.
Sure. No, I understand. All right. Well, that app is awesome, and I know that as an active member in our developer community here, I can't tell you how many people have said that how much they appreciate that app being available, because they can't go to user group meetings every night, and sometimes they do have things that come up and make them miss some of their most interesting sessions. And through this application, they're able to still get that great content and still have time. To do things at home or as they come up and they need to. So just to kind of close things out, soon we should have this episode of Dev Radio posted up on the Dev Radio site. As soon as that happens, I'll also be posting a link on my blog, a post there that has all the links to the different things that Sean and I talked about today, User Group TV, as well as a link to the application as it's running in the App Store. I know if you go out to usergroup.tv, you can see a lot of this information as well. One other thing for those of you who are just getting started building applications for the Windows Store, You might want to check out a great program that we have going right now called Generation App. You can find out more information about this fantastic program that really helps accelerate your development for Windows 8 Store applications by providing some resources, some support, some technical assistance and guidance. You can learn more about that at aka.ms/CKGenApp. That's CKGENAPP. And, of course, that will all go into the blog post that goes with this, as well as the posting on the Dev Radio website. Sean, thanks for spending a little bit of time with us showing off this awesome User Group TV app.
No problem. Thanks, Chris.
All right, take care. We'll see you next time on Dev Radio.